This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health. No matter the season or reason, breathe by UNatural makes it easier to do just that. Our super simple, no-nonsense formula helps improve the function and health of your lungs naturally. A time-tested supplement formulated specifically for sinus, nasal, and lung support. Breathe in. Enter eHealth 15 at checkout for 15% off at unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 for 15% off at eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Harriet Tinka, described as a superwoman and a woman who wears many hats. She's a perfect example of finding a need in the community and filling it. Her students know her as a powerhouse role model who makes being genuine the most powerful thing of all. Harriet is a best-selling co-author, turning point expert, passionate life coach, blogger, chartered professional accountant, football official, Toastmaster divisional champion, and an ultra-marathon runner. She is the founder and CEO of the award-winning social enterprise Empowered Me, Inc., a company whose mission is to inspire and empower girls and women. Her latest book, co-written with Dr. Alan Leica, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, focuses on 13 golden pearls created as a necklace of self-empowerment that will enhance anyone's life. She describes her life as moving from tragic to magic, and I'd certainly say so. Harriet, so great to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'm quite excited to be here.
And of course, we've had this scheduled for some time, so certainly anxious to hear from you today as well. So if you would, for starters, tell us about Empowered Me and why you started the company, which the mission we mentioned is to inspire and empower girls and women.
Well, Empowered Me is about empowering young people, and I mostly focus on young women as well as young girls and young women, but I also do work with boys as well. And the reason I started the company, it was years ago as an international model, and I'd walked the runway. I was full of confidence, and then I started after that career. After I retired from the modeling career, I decided to start my own business called Empowered Me, and there's a long story that made me start the organization. I realized every single person out there in the world wants to feel like a model, you know, that confidence that they exude, but not everybody wants to be a model. So I created this program where boys and girls can come in and feel the confidence that they are meant to have. So in the program, I have what I call the power of 12. And in the program, I have the power of self-esteem, communication, setting your goals, money sense, diversity and inclusion, poverty, bullying. There's 12 of them to go through. So in the program, when they come in, most of them have come from families where there may be a divorce that happened, or maybe they're bullied in school, or maybe they just want to feel empowered. They really want to be better than who they are today. So we start from where they are right now, and then we focus on areas that will help them. And I mostly, with my team, we focus on the non-cognitive skills that are not necessarily taught in school, things like attitude, grit, leadership skills. So those type of things. And it's very exciting to see where they are now to where they end up being after the program has expired. But it's a work in progress. We'll still continue working with them even after they graduate from the program.
Sounds like an awesome resource for ladies to tap into, and got to hand it to you to be proactive in making that a reality. Now, tell us what actually happened to create your near-death experience. Talk to us about that. I hear it's quite a story.
Oh, you bet. I can share that. Now, as I told you, I was an international model, but when I decided to put that career on hold, I decided to focus on a formal education. So it was at the university when I enrolled that I befriended a fellow student, having absolutely no idea that his attraction to me was like a psychological trap disguised as love, but later on would become deadly. Now, I was your typical domestic violence victim I was young, I was naive, and I had no idea of what an abusive relationship was. So as I got to know him, he became very abusive. He would yell, scream, slap me, hit me, and later on, he would apologize. So I thought, oh, he apologized. This is good. So I thought that was a normal relationship. Now, the patterns kept going on and on and on. And then all of us, and then one day, I just decided this was way too much. I could not handle it. So I went over and I talked to the police and I told them this was happening. And the police said there's absolutely nothing they can do about it because nothing has happened. It's basically my word against his. The only thing that they could offer me was a restraining order. And what a restraining order is, it's a document that will make the person who is bothering you stay away from you. So it's basically like boundaries. So I took the restraining order and I thought, wow, this is good. There's no issue. He's not going to come after me because it's a restraining order. Anyway, it was one evening. I was busy focusing on my school project. It was late at night and I decided, oh, I better go home. It's late. So I walked to my apartment building, which was only 5 minutes from the university. As I got into the elevator, I was busy looking in my handbag and I felt somebody squish my neck. And behind me, I heard it was my stalker. He said, Harriet, how dare you get this restraining order against me? Don't you know that I'm the only man who ever loved you? And as I looked behind and I started screaming, he got quite nervous. So he took his socks off and stuffed it into my mouth. And then dragged me into his vehicle, and he drove off into an isolated area as he's yelling and screaming and telling me, how dare I break this relationship? It's what we both need. And suddenly we came across a telephone booth, and he asked me to get out of the vehicle and go call my parents and say goodbye to them because this is the only time that I'll ever hear from my parents. I said no. And he asked me one more time, because he was angry that I said no. He said, one more time, I need you to get up right now, go call your parents and say goodbye to them, because in the back of my car, I have a knife, a rope, and gasoline. I am going to wrap your body up with this rope, cut your body in pieces, and put gasoline all over your body, and nobody will ever find your body. Are you willing to call them now? I said no. Now, the second no was worse. So he grabbed a knife, and he stabbed my leg two times, and there was blood gushing everywhere. And even today, I have absolutely no idea how I got from that point in time to the hospital. When I woke up, my father and the doctor were standing there, and the doctor told my father, chances are I'll never walk again, or if I do walk, it will take me years to even take one step. Now, when I had this statement from the doctor, I was shocked. Not too long ago, as an international model, walking the runway full of confidence, now I was a cripple and I was depressed. So the only thing that separated me was my trauma. So I started feeling sorry for myself, you know, the emotions you go through when that happens. And I, after a lot of feeling sorry for myself, I decided I needed to start healing. And it was in the hospital where I was waiting to get my physio when a little girl came in, and the details are in the book, but she came in and she was full of so much energy and I didn't want to talk to her. Anyway, I had to talk to her because she was very tenacious, and I told her my story, and she looked at me and said, you need to use your story and inspire people out there with your story. And I didn't know what she meant. 9 years old, where did she get this wisdom? Later on, I found out that in their family, they always use stories to empower others. But her story was she was in a car accident. She was on a wheelchair. She was homeless, motherless, and fatherless. Yet she had so much gratitude. So she was my turning point. I realized her story, my story was nothing compared to hers. But life is not about comparing stories. It's about what you do with what happens. So I decided to use my story to empower young people out there in the world. And it was during an event where I won an award that Dr. Leica, I met him. He was sponsoring this event called the Women of Distinction. And I was honored to win the award, the women under the category Turning Point. So I met him and we decided to both share, we talked about our stories. And it was then that we wrote this book called The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life.
Such an eye-opening event that happened in your life. I'm sure our listeners are quite inspired and empowered by your story and the fact that the little girl who influenced you to share your story and to do something about it, that's quite an amazing, those two incidences that happened in your life and in the little girl's life as well. It's phenomenal, and so glad you're here to share part of that with us. Today, we're speaking with Harriet Tinka, the founder and CEO of the award-winning social enterprise Empowered Me, Inc., a company whose mission is to inspire and empower girls and women. Her latest book, co-written with Dr. Alan Leica, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, focuses on 13 golden pearls created as a necklace of self-empowerment that will enhance anyone's life. And she describes her life as moving from tragic to magic in this book. And you've heard part of that story as she's sharing that here on eHealth Radio's personal development and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, you mentioned that you met Dr. Leica at an event. We've certainly enjoyed Dr. Leica on the program in the past and meeting him. Now, tell us, how did you come to the point, the both of you, to decide to write a book together?
Oh, I bet. So what happened to Dr. Leica, as I said, he sponsored the event, Women of Distinction. And Dr. Leica was all about empowering the world. Like, he gives back to the community. So when I shared my story about what happened to me and he talked about his trauma, we both thought, well, we need to go out there and help people learn from our experience, because that's the best teacher, is usually learning from other people's mistakes, because success does leave clues. Because if you want to know how people become successful, read their story, read their bio, and then you'll know what they went through, and you can use some of those wisdom and make them your own. So this is our goal in life, especially now with the way the world is. We really want to give them the motivation, the strength. I mean, you can't motivate people, but you can give them tools on how they can really come from where they are now to where they can get to. So we've decided this is our mission. This is our purpose. And we're super excited to be doing that for the community and globally as well.
Yeah, totally understand that. And with reason. Now, are there business topics that you speak on as well? Tell us about that.
Oh, yes, I do speak about different topics. For example, I'll talk about empowerment. That's a really big one. And self-esteem. Self-esteem to be the core of pretty much everything, because you really can't set your goals effectively if you don't really have a really strong self-esteem. And self-esteem comes from within. And also talk about communication. Being a Toastmaster, I help people also stand up in front of people and really show, exude their confidence, because we all have it. We just have to let it come out. And there's also business topics that I'll talk about, because I am also a chartered professional accountant. So I've actually been working with the community on how to help, helping them with their financial issues. I mean, I don't talk about the investment. That's not my area. But as far as, I mean, talking about taxes and things like that, based on the city that you're in, because tax laws are different everywhere. So I give people money sense and how to really, like, for example, one of the things I'll say, always pay yourself first, because people forget that, because you're working for everybody, but you're also working for you. So you need to at least pay 10% of what you make, no matter how much you make. That's so important.
Well, Harriet, I like that advice, and that's certainly valuable advice, paying yourself 10%. You got to take care of yourself, or you can't take care of anyone else, and that all makes sense to me. Listen, I know 15 minutes is not nearly enough time for us to be together here, but I've really enjoyed your visit. It's been inspiring and motivating. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to say before we wrap things up here today?
Oh, yes. I definitely want the audience to know that we are all going through the same thing. We just react differently. For example, if you throw a rock in water, you throw a rock in a lake, or you throw in an ocean, or you throw in a waterfall, they're all going to react differently. But we're all going through the same thing. So I want everybody to just be kind to themselves and be kind to others. And one of the things that I would really, really encourage everybody to just have a gratitude journal, because this is a tool that we can all use. If you just write down three things that you're grateful for, if you're feeling terrible tomorrow, you just look at your gratitude journal and it will be a reminder of things are going to be okay. Everything is, nothing is permanent in life. Just like the seasons, things will change. So if you feel down in the dumps right now, it's okay. You'll get through it. Things will get better. So I want everybody to just be good to themselves. That's so, so important. Because if you love yourself completely, you can help others love themselves as well. So I just want to also thank you. I have such gratitude for having the opportunity to share my message. So thank you so much. And also to your listener for listening to me as well.
Harriet, you're more than welcome. Such an honor to have you with us here today. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you, get more information on yourself, your company, Empowered Me, Inc., as well as obviously the book, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life.
Oh, you bet. My website is www.empoweredme.ca. And you can also write to me an email, harriet@empoweredme.ca.
And that is certainly easy enough. And we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Harriet, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and hope to have you back with us in the future.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity, and have a fantastic day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Harriet Tinka, the founder and CEO of the award-winning social enterprise Empowered Me, Inc., a company whose mission is to inspire and empower girls and women. Her latest book, co-written with Dr. Alan Leica, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, focuses on 13 golden pearls created as a necklace of self-empowerment that will enhance anyone's life. And for more information, visit empoweredme.ca. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health. The name says it all. Breathe. Unatural's potent lung support supplement made by medical and herbal professionals makes it easier to do just that. Formulated for sinus, nasal, and immune health, save 15% off with eHealth15 at unatural.com. Try it risk-free for 90 days with code eHealth15 at eunatural.com.